the rim.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Coach Anna McCoy. How are you doing today? How are you doing, Shauna?
I am excellent. How are you, Coach Anna? It's great to be here on Blog Talk Radio today. We are so excited. We're going to be talking about some awesome things. Today, I believe we're going to be talking about the woman thing and encouraging all of you ladies and men who are moving forward in dreams and visions, and you got purpose, you got destiny in your heart, and certainly we want to help you move forward in that. So today we're going to be talking about one of the words or the principles that we share here at Woman Act Now, and that Coach Anna, you actually penned, entitled Woman Think.
Woman Think, yes. We're talking today, our subject matter is, I think our subject matter is probably something else. What's the subject matter for today? I know you don't know, Shauna. But we're talking about execution, and so I'm like, yes, but today we're talking about execution. We're excited to be sharing it with you, too, because we are in the chapter on execution. Trust us, we was trying to get on here. We was ready. We were ready for you. Don't think we weren't ready, because we were ready, but we had some technical difficulties, so today's show, which is on September the 17th, 2009, is on what is my execution type. And one of the things I talked about on our 15 Minutes to Destiny, which was on innovation into execution, that's on page 216, Sean. And for those who are following us, we'll be going through that process, is that we talked about having a mindset of execution, that you have to be a person who develops a mindset of becoming a woman of action. Mm-hmm. Rather than just thinking that execution is going to occur in your life, you're going to have to be a person that chooses to be an executor, to be a woman of action, to be a woman who can get through the gap of closing her, closing that gap of execution, which is your ideas to action. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit, and I want to talk about some of the execution types. When we think about innovation, first of all, let me start there. When we think about innovation, we're thinking about your thought process, how you think, what you bring to the table. We have conversations with Coach, and we often tell women, come to the table. The reason for that is let your ideas live.
Yes.
So what I want women to think about when it comes to their execution, their ability to execute, execution requires two things. The first one is innovation. Will you be a woman who will allow your dreams to live, to let your ideas live? Mm-hmm. Will you, and what I mean by that, if you're in your workplace, are you one of those risk takers, one of those women who can walk courageously or stand courageously in her environment and communicate her ideas? Mm-hmm. That shows that you are a woman of innovation, because innovation is ideas. It is your thought process. It is bringing that to the table. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best idea, but guess what? If no one knows your idea, how can you be effective in what you are doing?
Yes.
So we want you to create an execution mindset, which involves two things. One is your ability to be innovative. Let me take it one more step. Being innovative, we think of Microsoft, we think of Dell, we think of Google. There are many other new companies that are coming out. I was watching on Ustream Live the TechCrunch 50, the Tech 50. Those are the top 50 technological companies, internet companies, that are bringing their innovative ideas to the forefront. And there were some that were innovative. There were some that talked about one of our members, Michelle Nunez. She has an idea, and I was looking, and immediately I sent her a text. I said, because I said, it's surprising to me that someone hasn't thought of this. And here we are at this conference that we have an opportunity to watch over the internet. Michelle is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. She gets my text. I send her the URL. She gets on there, and we're texting back and forth about this innovative idea that she has.
Wow.
Now we see online that these people are talking about the very thing, but they don't have the full vision that she has, but they have a component in which she needs. Because I said, girl, somebody out there is doing this, because we got to talking about it, and I got to saying, what about this? What about that? What about social networking? What about the social media? All these different things.
Mm-hmm.
This is an innovative process. So, again, that word innovation is Will your idea change a nation? Will it change a community? Will it change your family? So again, starting with your idea and moving it to a material reality or to an action, a repeated behavior, so you can get the results that you want. So we need those two things, innovation and your ability to execute. Now, when we talk about execution, execution is all about getting life done.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses, ladies. No prisoners. We take no prisoners. We just get it done. We have that mindset, being a woman that can overcome her inhibitors in life, that, you know what, you wake up in the morning and you say, you know what, I've got to keep getting up. I've got to keep going forward. We talked about on our Woman Act Now prayer this morning. Keep getting up. Keep showing up. Be a woman who wants to cooperate with the Spirit of God in you. And you know what, ladies? You were created for productivity. You were created for production in your DNA. It is designed, your divine destiny, that you are a woman of productivity. So when we think of execution, we're not just trying to come up with something. There's some great books out there about execution. Bossidy, Larry Bossidy, he wrote a book called Execution. He was the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, I believe, he and another gentleman. But he was talking about execution in an innovative environment, in the corporate environment, and how we have to find people who can execute. You know, when you give someone something to do, you need to find that person who can get it done. Those are the people who rise to the top. Those are the people who stand out. Those are the people whose gifts and talents are recognized, that their brand, something about their brand says, you know what, that's an executor.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking this morning. I encouraged the women in our 5:30 a.m. prayer this morning, and it was on our theme for this week is total restoration.
Yes.
Now, one of those things is, that I said is that, listen, we've been reading out of this book, A Year in the Now, by Bishop Jim Sweeley. I got this book years ago, several years ago, and this is the name of the book, A Year in the Now, by Bishop Jim Earl Sweeley. He is a pastor of a church in Lithonia, Covington, Georgia, called A Church in the Now, and we've been reading out of it. And so this morning I felt really compelled and convicted to say, okay, guess what? We've been enjoying, we've been prospering from his execution.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, back in, I believe it was 2002, he had to sit down every day. He had to figure out, what am I going to write for today? This is 365 days of encouraging words for you to act in your now that brings the spiritual component for your ability to execute on the things that God has called you to. So when I was doing it this morning, total restoration, I began to think about, you know what, we need to be a blessing to this man. We need to plant a seed in his life because of his execution on September the 17th, today the 17th or 18th, 17th, we are benefiting from someone's execution, someone's innovation who said, you know what, I'm going to write a book. This looks like a textbook, y'all. It's like, I don't know how many. Well, it's 365 pages because on every page there is a topic for you to begin to think about for that particular day. Now, for Woman Act Now, we don't go by the day. Maybe next year we'll pick up and we'll start in January, but we do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We choose any day we want based on whatever, and it's always a timely word. It's a relevant word. So today was June 23rd. Total restoration. So whatever you're going through in your life, we're speaking total restoration to you. We're speaking to that innovative process, to your thought process, to your ability to be able to act in your now. So ladies, you know what? Stay tuned and you stick to this program today because we're going to talk about the execution types. And I'm amazed that when I go to different places and I begin to talk about it, that people begin to respond, and they'll come up to me afterwards and tell me exactly the execution type they are. Oh, I'm a zombie.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm crazy. I'm a dead woman walking. So when we think about that, the reason why I brought up A Year in the Now is because I encourage the ladies to plant a seed into Bishop Sweeley's ministry. And Shauna and I made a phone call today immediately because we are women who act in the now. And I say, I will be the first one to plant a seed into his life, into his ministry, And we called him and we told him that, you know what, expect it, it's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have made a decision on behalf of this organization of Woman Act Now and the members of Woman Act Now and the ministry that we have through Jabez International Fellowship that we are planting a seed
mm-hmm.
on not just our behalf but on your behalf for enjoying, for experiencing, for benefiting from the execution of Bishop Jim Sweeley in writing this book, A Year in the Now. It has become a part of the fabric of our Woman Act Now prayers. It's not going away. We will continue to pull from this particular book as it relates to our devotions because it's so timely. I don't believe there's another book out there that's as timely as this book for Woman Act Now.
Yeah.
It's our partner in ministry. You hear what I'm saying? We don't even know Bishop. Well, we know Bishop now because we love him because we can honor the gift in the execution that he's given us through that book. So I just want you to know, you know, I'm excited for everybody. I want to see you win in life. So you've got to have two things to win. One is innovation. Let your ideas live. Let them live. Don't you kill them. They want to live. They want to prosper in your life. Then the next one is that you're going to have to just become a just-do-it kind of woman. You're going to you have to become a finisher. And we told Bishop, we're finishers, so get back with us immediately. As soon as he heard that message, he Twittered me and gave me the information I needed so that we can send our seed today. Why? Because we are executors. You cannot say you're going to do something and then don't do it. So I want to be the example for you, so we're planting that seed into his life on today, and he'll get it by the end of this week or whenever it arrives in his location. But, again, we need innovation, ideas. And we need execution, finisher. We want you to be a finisher. So let's go to 217, Shauna, where we talk about to be effective at achieving what matters, you need both innovation and execution.
Mm.
Innovation involves creative thoughts, ideas, and dreams. Innovating involves discovery and problem solving, and the process includes developing new ideas that transform individuals, companies, communities, cultures, economies are your spheres of influence. You don't have to be a Google. You don't have to be a Michael Dell. You don't have to be any of those. You need to be you and be innovative in your world. That's what I'm calling you to today, is to take the responsibility to bring innovation into your family, into your community, into your workplace, with your relationships, because we all can be innovative in our own right. So when we think of Google, Microsoft, Dell, all are considered innovative companies primarily because they have introduced new and useful things to society, to their world. What are you going to introduce that's new and useful? I want you to grab that because innovation is bringing useful things into your environment, into your workplace, with your coworkers, your spheres of influence. And so we're going to hold you accountable to being a woman of innovation. After this message, you can't just be anybody. You got to keep this on the forefront of what you're doing in your life so that you can be effective and really become a person that people look to because they're going to say, hey, what's your idea?
Mm-hmm.
When you don't respond, you say, oh, I don't have anything to say. I, you know, listen to me. You got something to say because when you put an idea out there, you also have the ability to execute on that idea.
Mm.
So when we think of these companies, in just a few years, let's think about Google. Google has changed our lives, how we perform research, find information, and make decisions. That's what Google has done for us. When you think about what you're, it's not a day that goes by that I don't use Google.
It's true.
So it's changed my life. It has changed how I search for information.
Mm.
It has changed how I make decisions. So now it was new. Guess what? There were search engines out there, but guess what? They figured out a better way, a more useful way of making it helpful to us, to help us to find information and to make decisions. How many of you, when you think about some of the things that you're doing, that you don't think about, let me check, even if you were to check the prices of something, you go to Google You know, we got some other ones that are trying to compete with that. But at the same time, it's changed the way we do what we do. So we want to encourage you that you too can begin to make those changes in your own world, not just allowing that to be done, you know, at a corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
This is holding you personally responsible as it relates to your experience in your world. let's go to the next page where we talked about a mindset, that execution is a mindset. A mindset is, when I think of a mindset, it is a resolute, it is being resolved, having a resolve about what you are doing,
okay,
what you're going to do. If you're going to develop a habit of doing something, you make that decision, okay? You make the decision to execute. You make the decision to deliver on your word. So when we think of execution, we have to begin to think of the mindset of execution. What do executors do?
They move. They take an action. They think about the next step, and they're constantly thinking about the next step and constantly moving, constantly doing.
Constantly doing. They're about getting life done. So when we think about, I want to share this with you, this on page 218. When we think about execution as a mindset, execution is an act. It's just that simple. When you think about what you need to do in life or what you want to do, if you don't have any action to back it up, if you don't have any action to back that up, then guess what? You're not going to be successful. When we think about execution or the act of execution, you have to give me a second because I think I got a little phone call here. Okay. Okay, when we think about execution, the act of converting innovation, which are our ideas, into action by turning your ideas into concrete reality. One of the, I think, the fathers, Dr. Edward de Bono, he is one of the world's leading authorities on conceptual, parallel, and creative or lateral thinking. He teaches on operacy. Now, this term is for the skills that are necessary for doing,
okay,
and the act of doing. So acquiring knowledge about a particular thing or having a thought or an idea, what we need in our lives is operacy, and that is our ability to act on what we think. So acquiring knowledge does not guarantee that we will acquire the skills needed to act on that knowledge. So Dr. De Bono teaches that acquiring the skills of action is as equally important as acquiring knowledge. So execution is an action, and to execute fully, you must be able to convert your thoughts and dreams into concrete reality. One of the most powerful things that you can learn today is one single word, convert.
Okay.
And when Dr. De Bono talks about that operacy, that word of operacy, it's acquiring the skills that are necessary to act on what you believe, act on your thoughts, act on your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And without it, you cannot be an executor.
Wow.
Because just because you acquire knowledge doesn't mean that you have the skills that are necessary to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, we're starting from ideas, mm-hmm, your innovation, and now we're going to move to this place where we talk about your ability to begin to execute on your ideas.
Okay.
Okay? So let's go to page 220, where we're talking about what is my execution type. I love this particular area when we talk about your execution type, because this is an observation. I am not a psychologist. I am not a I'm an observer. I like to say I'm a student of life and an observer of things that occur in the world, in our lives. And the reason for that is in my pursuits and in talking about execution and teaching and coaching people throughout my journey of over 20 years of being in the capacity of a trainer, a teacher, a speaker, a motivational, inspirational speaker, a coach, one of the things that I have determined is that I've met several different types of women in my journey. So when we think about accomplishing your dreams and accomplishing your ideas, we want you to think about your execution type. If you can begin to define where you are, you'll begin to improve in your ability to execute on the things that you desire in your life. So what I have here, which is probably very difficult to see, but we'll see if you can see it. We have this diagram right here, which is our execution type. What you'll see is there are four different types, which is a wanderer, a doer, a wisher, and a zombie. And you have to make a decision. Where are you on this spectrum of being a person of execution? And guess what? We can live in any one of these quadrants in our lives at any particular time. Mm-hmm. As I began to start teaching this, Shauna, and going out and sharing it with others, it was really interesting, like I said, as we started, that women come to me and say, hey, I think I'm a wanderer. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a, how do I become a doer? How do I shift? How do I jump this gap? How do I change my behavior to become more of a doer in life rather than a person who's just idly sitting by? Mm-hmm. In the beginning of this book, we teach about wishing and dreaming, how to help you decipher whether you're a dreamer. A dreamer is a person who really seeks from within, who searches for their destiny, for their purpose. They look for the things of God, the purpose and the destiny, the instruction that God has for them. A wisher is a person who sits back and they just kind of wish for things, but yet they do not take action. And so the dreams that we're referring to are those things that you believe you were born to do, mm-hmm. that are in your heart, that you're trying to figure out, what is the path I take to get this done? Well, when we think about the wisher just kind of sits there, and now I've got to go back to innovation and execution. These are our two ingredients. To be a person that's willing to take the risk, mm-hmm. to put our ideas out there, to let our ideas live, and be able to convert those ideas into actions that will ultimately get us the results that we want. So let's talk about these different types of what we call the different types of executors. The first one is the wanderer, and we call this person the big dreamer and the small finisher. Many of us may fall in this area. I know that I have certainly fallen in this area many times in my life. If you want to be a part of the show and you want to call in to the show, you can do so by calling 718-664-6395, and we'll take your call on execution. We're talking about your execution types, innovation, and execution today. So, and hopefully before our program ends today, we'll get to this idea of woman think, mm-hmm. That we can begin to teach you a simple process that will help you become a greater execution and get your results that you want in your life. So when we think of the wanderer, the big dreamer, the small finisher, what are we talking about? We're talking about a person who, this person is an individual who is a big dreamer but a small finisher. She is a great innovator, meaning that she has all sorts of ideas, full of ideas and dreams, but she is a poor executor. Now, remember, I said you need two things to make this work for you, to get the results that you want in your life. One is your ability to trust in your ideas and begin to convert those ideas into action through execution. Mm-hmm. It is your ability to act, to acquire the skills necessary to do what is necessary to get that idea done. It doesn't mean that you have to do everything, but do you have the skills to ask for the right relationship, to find the right resources, to look for the right timing? All of those things are part of acquiring the skills to execute. So when we look at the wanderer may start many projects, but she rarely completes them. She is just a poor finisher. She just can't get it done. And you know a wanderer when you see her. Oh, she's full of ideas. Oh, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. But then when it comes time to get it done, you don't know where she is because she's wandering around and you can't find her. Okay? And so she is filled with drive and passion, but she directs these aimlessly, failing to achieve any meaningful goals. She is smart and talented, a Jan of all trades and a master of none. The wanderer begins many projects, businesses, books, and hobbies, but bores easily and abandons them. She is a breakthrough thinker, but she breaks down when converting ideas into action. Now, when we think about this woman, are you that woman, the wanderer? And guess what? It's okay. You gotta just, well, you just want to identify where you really are in your life so that we can get you moving to the right place, to the to a place where you can become a much better doer. When we think of a wanderer, is she's usually enthusiastic about life. She's positive. She does get a lot done, just not the right thing. She is a big-picture thinker. She looks like she's got it together. I know I'm talking about you now. But underneath her facade, she knows she's off track. She desperately wants to fulfill her destiny, but her passion keeps her searching for the right idea, the right opportunity, or another connection. And it's never satisfied with what she finds. She's hardworking, but she's usually easily distracted. So we want to move you from being a wanderer. I mean, so many of us, we live in this quadrant of our life. Let's go to the wisher. That's on page 221. The wisher has no forward movement. Listen carefully to what I said. No forward movement, meaning that she lacks both innovation and execution. She is immobilized in her ability to give birth to her dreams and her visions. Because oftentimes, Shauna, she sits there wishing for things. When we think of a wisher, the person I described in the first chapter of this book, when we discuss dreaming versus wishing, wishers lack forward movement. They do the same things day in and day out. I'm reminded of a wisher I met during the holiday shopping season at a local hobby shop. I was buying festive fabric to decorate my buffet for the Woman Act Now holiday gathering. As the clerk measured and cut the fabric, I shared with her why I was purchasing the 4 yards of green and red satin material. I explained that Woman Act Now was an organization where women mentor other women, helping one another to achieve their dreams. I had barely finished my sentence when she looked up from her task and said in a sarcastic voice, "Well, that's not for me. I don't have any dreams. I just work here, but I wish I didn't have to." "Then I could retire and have all the money I need." I responded, "You are just the lady who should come to this meeting, because I am sure you are kidding, right? You must have something you want to do." She looked me square in the eye and said, "No, I really mean it. I don't have any ideas or dreams, and I just wish I had some money and didn't have to work here." What? Now, what does that sound like? I told you, ladies, when we talk about execution, innovation, and execution, what does she sound like? She sounds like a wisher. A woman who lacks innovation, I don't have any ideas, and I sure don't have no dream. All I do is work here, and I don't want to do that, okay? All I want is the money I need to do what I want to do. Boy, doesn't that sound like a wisher, a one who wants something but does not want to put forth the effort. So of the wisher, if a wisher is dissatisfied with a current situation, she is unable to dream or execute because of the apparent inescapability of her circumstances, which weigh heavily on her mind. She wishes for what she does not have and feels powerless to do anything to obtain it. Wishers are weak in innovation and weak in execution. Now, some of you might not like what I'm about to say right now. Give me a minute. I just needed to refresh my vocal. A wisher is a lazy thinker. She lacks creativity and does nothing that requires too much effort. She responds to what she sees and to what exists instead of imagining a brighter future filled with what could exist. A wisher does not set goals, preferring instead to follow instructions from others. "Just tell me what you want me to do." You know how some wishers sound. "Just tell me what you want. Can't you just tell me what you want?" Why? Because she's saying, "I ain't got time to be thinking. let me just, look, I do what you tell me to do so I can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A wisher does not set goals. She prefers instead to follow the instructions of others. She does not see time as an investment. As long as she can get through the day, she thinks she's doing well. She is quick to take from others, and in the process, she whines and complains about the difficulties life has dealt her. She does not take responsibility for her own choices, and she hopes that things will work out in her favor even when she consciously makes poor decisions.
Wow.
Now, you know we're all about decisions, all about decisions. I want to, and when we think about these women who are wishers, they are not about making decisions. We talk about the WAN covenant, about being a woman who's conscious, who can make a decision in her now that will give her a better future now. But when we think about the wisher, she does not take responsibility for her choices, and she hopes that things will work out in her favor, even when she consciously makes poor decisions. So, you know, when we think about this, we want you to move from being a woman who's not committed to being a woman of purpose, a woman of action, a woman of execution. So hopefully you won't be staying in that category of wishing too long. I want to welcome one of our listeners to the show in the 708 area code. I'm not exactly sure where you're from, but I'm glad you're listening to us today. If you want to speak, I think you'll need to kind of choose that option so that we can see your hand raised and we'll invite you into the call. I'm going to open up the lines just in case you kind of did something wrong and you want to be a part of this. The next one I want to get to is the zombie. So the person that's listening to us in 708 area code, how are you doing today? Are you there? You know you there, girl. Or guy. It's okay.
Hello?
How you doing today?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just wonderfully. Who are
you? Coach Anna, this is Kisha Colvin. How you doing?
You know what? How you doing? I am so happy to hear your voice today.
It was a nightmare trying to get on. I was trying to contact you all. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I had this on my calendar to listen to this broadcast today.
Yes.
And I was not doing something right. I can't remember my member login or whatever, but what I heard was great. I'm the 708 area code.
What's so funny, Pastor Kisha, is the fact that I knew somebody was trying to get to us because all the phones were ringing, right? And I'm thinking somebody is trying to get to us. So what did you do? You just clicked on to the Blog Talk Radio and got the phone number, or you heard me? How did you get connected?
I went to my Facebook and you had put something there and I followed that link.
All right.
So that kind of helped me because I'm just out of it. So at any rate, glad to hear what I heard. It was great.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to keep you, but what I do want to encourage you to do, just save that number in your phone under WAN Radio, and you won't ever have a problem. If you want to be a part of the show, I think it gives you that option to talk to the host when you sign in, and or you can always raise your hand, something with choosing one or two if you want to chime in, because I know you have some valuable wisdom that you certainly can share with all of us. So so far, what are you learning about execution this morning or this afternoon?
Well, I just got to do it. I was trying to figure out which one of those people I was, but I didn't hear it all because I just kept having challenges over here between my computer and the phone. I wasn't doing stuff right, but I mean, you just got to do it, got to make it happen, and be who you are, and you know, just don't worry about what everybody else is doing per se, but whatever you know God's called you to do, you just got kind of have to do it.
Well, yes, you do. You got to do it. Do it, girl. Do it. So thank you so much for joining us, and you can continue to listen, and we're going to start talking about this zombie. I hope that's not you, Pastor Kisha.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next person or the next characteristic, not person, but just some characteristics, the zombie. The zombie is essentially a dead woman walking. And what I mean by that, you know, it's nothing worse than being in life, going through life every day without passion, without
yes.
your purpose being identified. And so when we think of this woman as a the zombie, oftentimes I want you to listen carefully, because the zombie is an executor. It's a person who can get things done. But what she lacks and really causes her to have that unfulfilled experience is she lacks innovation, meaning that she won't let her ideas live. Deep inside of her, there's something, there's a dream and there's a vision. But you know what? She keeps pressing it down because she's so concerned about doing for everyone else that eventually she is weak in innovation but strong in execution. We need some zombies, yeah, because those are the ones you can recognize. Oh, so-and-so will get it done. Those are the ones so busy about doing for everyone else. But somebody's got to pay attention to a zombie and wake her up and say, wait a minute, girl, there's something on the inside of you
yeah.
that wants to live. And, you know, that's what we do at Woman Act Now. We wake up some zombies.
That's right.
We say, girl, you're more than a dead woman walking. You're more than just doing a lot of things in life. What is that dream? What is that vision on the inside of you that you are not birthing, that you're allowing that you're continuing to abort in your life? That's who we want. This woman, she lacks vision, drive, and motivation. She does well in environments where she is expected to do as she is told. She does not initiate projects or take risks, but she executes with precision the plans that other people construct. She can be counted on to do her part, but don't expect her to do anything more. She has little motivation to go above or beyond what is expected. What's interesting about this zombie is another one of our WAN covenants is that giving more than required. So we know that we cannot live in this quadrant as a woman of execution because I have to give more than required. When we think of that zombie characteristic, that dead woman walking, listen, we're just going to do what we have to do. I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. I'm going to get this done. You can count on me. But don't expect more than required. She has little motivation to go above and beyond what is expected. She is methodical, willing to help others, but never envisioning or pursuing her own dreams. You know, I had an opportunity to talk to some ladies, and one of the ladies realized that, you know what? I have been a woman that's been helping others, just helping others and pressing down this dream, this vision that's on the inside of me. And one day I had to wake up and say, hey, you've got a dream. You've got a vision. Why can't you do this for yourself? Very effective in helping others. And zombies are usually very effective. A zombie is protective of her territory. She will confront anyone who threatens her systems or processes because she's a methodical person. She likes things to work just the way they're supposed to. Put them in the system. Don't disturb this system or this process. She expects to do what she does forever and is usually surprised when changes are made that affect her. She prides herself on being able to carry out instructions, but she's befuddled and confused when called upon to provide input or new ideas. You know, I had an opportunity to work with a zombie. I thought she was a very bright person. And most of these individuals are very bright. And this is not a negative. I don't want you to take because I'm saying she's a zombie that she's insignificant. She could be very significant in an environment, but what makes her a zombie is that she's a dead woman walking. That means that she's functioning, but she's not truly living the life or pursuing the destiny and the purpose. And you can always tell it when you find a person, oh, yes, I can do that, I'll do that, whatever you like me to do. But then when you ask about, can you share, what are you thinking? I don't have anything, nothing. I agree with so-and-so. That she doesn't have the courage to let her ideas live. And when we come to that place, we want her to move from being afraid, to move from fear to courage, and be able to let her ideas live. She may suffer from a lack of confidence, feeling that her ideas are insignificant and her contributions are unrecognized. So a zombie looks at life from the if only or what if attitude. If only I had a better job. If only I had more money. If only I had a degree. If only I were thinner. If only I were like more, if I would like more, and so on. If only and what if keep her in her comfort zone. She prefers to go unnoticed, and she's the poster girl for the good enough principle. Let me just do it good enough. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do any more than that. I'll just do it good enough so that I can keep others off my back, keep customers happy, or just keep my job. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with the following, the good enough principle, is that it makes her think she is good at what she does, mm-hmm. and she grows complacent, comfortable, to keep listing the if-onlys and what-ifs that life deals her in generous portion. Mm. So we got to move you from that place of being a woman of if-only and what-ifs to letting your ideas live, yeah. to become a woman of courage who will be fearless about her ideas, because that's the innovation. Now, moving to this last quadrant, this is where we want to live. We want to be a doer. Mm-hmm. We want to experience the benefits of being a doer in life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like I said, we go in each one of these quadrants at different times in our life, circumstances. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to be just a doer, but you've got to have a mindset when it comes to those things that matter most to you in your life, when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to your destiny, you have to become a finisher. Mm-hmm. You want to finish this race. You don't want to start all the time. Everybody's always starting something. Mm-hmm. People get so excited about, I started writing a book. I started a new company. But what is the finishing? What is the exit strategy mm-hmm. when it comes to that thing that you are starting? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that doer for a moment. I love the doer because I'm going to finish this. We've got about 10 minutes in this show, and I'm going to finish this with the characteristics of a doer that will encourage you and empower you just to start looking for those characteristics that mm-hmm. are within you, in your DNA. And I'm just here today to remind you
yes.
that it's already in the inside of you. It is already a part of your birthright,
right.
and all you have to do is choose to have a mindset mm-hmm. of execution, acquire the skills necessary to act.
Yes.
So let's talk about that doer. The final execution type is the doer. She is a woman who approaches life proactively and gets life done. She does not wait for life to happen. She is strong in innovation and strong in execution. This is the formula for being a doer and not a hearer of the word only, for learning how to demonstrate, to become the word in action in your life. You need this formula of being a strong innovator, mm-hmm. a strong executioner, so that you can begin to see life happen the way it was designed for your life. A doer moves by inward vision, believes in her abilities, and has a strong sense of who she is. So you know what? Guess what? If you don't have some of those things, we've got some work to do. We've got some ways that we can help you to begin to understand who you really are. You need to get the book Woman Act Now. You need to go to the website, join the Woman Act Now organization, listen to the archives. We're almost at the end of this book. We're on page 225. We've been going through this book the entire year. So you will find information like this, radio programs. You'll find 15 Minutes to Destiny. You'll find conversations with Coach that will, again, help you determine what's your execution type. If you have some problems with some of these things about inward vision, your belief in your abilities, it's going to help you find out more about who you really are. We're going to help you develop your brand. So go back, listen to the archives. There is so much available for you to become a woman of execution. I am excited about this part of the book because this is what Woman Act Now is all about. The other chapters of this book was just getting us ready to get here, to get to know who we are, to determine what that dream, what that purpose is in our life, to build our brand new, to make some specific decisions about who we are and the perceptions that we want people to understand about us so that we can get to this place to become a doer in life, a woman that's strong in her ideas, in her ability to convert those ideas into material reality. This is the foundation of Woman Act Now. This mm-hmm. is the foundation of you being a woman who could fulfill the purpose and the destiny that you are called to do in your life. It's just not finding out your purpose. Mm-hmm. It is your ability to act on your purpose. So when we think about this doer, she is committed to her word and is character driven. Mm-hmm. You cannot be a doer and be a poor word keeper. In other words, another way of saying that is you cannot be a doer and be a liar at the same time. So when you speak a word, you've got to mean that word. You've got to pursue it. You've got to watch over it to see that that word is performed. That's what being a doer is all about. That's what being an executioner, a woman of your word, is all about. Being committed to your word, being character-driven, that you are teachable. You're always looking for ways to sharpen your skills and develop your talents. You are a purposeful, passionate, and powerful woman. These characteristics describe how she reacts to what life deals her in the now. She is forward-moving and effective. She eliminates rhetoric by doing. Too much of us, we talk too much. You got, yeah. Always what you going to do. Yeah. Just talk. Sometimes we're going to have to shut up and just do it. And see, a doer, taking on this characteristic, this execution type, that I believe in my ideas, Shauna. Not only do I believe them, I believe in your ideas. I'm going to help you execute on your ideas because it is my mindset, it is my behavior, it is my passion to be a doer in life.
Yes.
See, and what doers learn, we learn how not to say things. We learn how to watch over our words. We learn how not to just jump on anybody's bandwagon when we cannot be committed to the end result. So then all of a sudden you see yourself, you sit back and you realize, hey, I'm really doing what matters in life. Not everything, because everything, you can't do everything. You got to do what really matters. And you make that decision by becoming a doer. A doer makes meaningful change through execution. I like that. A doer makes meaningful change through execution. She responds to life by choice rather than by passivity or reaction. She values systems and processes, makes the right choices, and falls in love with the results. Oh, my God. It's just like when I began to write this stuff about execution and I began to think about it, one of the things that I was having a conversation with my mentor, and he was just talking about when you're in love, you know, when you fall in love, you're in pursuit, you're passionate, you've got all the characteristics of getting it done, of pursuing the result. And when you think about a woman who is a doer, she falls in love with the results. If it's something you want to do in your life, you got to let the love flow. You got to literally fall in love with what you want. Fall in love with the result of a thing. And then when you release yourself to love, love is powerful.
Yeah.
It becomes a driving force that will make, it almost becomes a wind beneath your wings that pushes you towards the dream, pushes you towards the vision, pushes you towards the action that is required to execute and really pursue that thing that you want, the result that you want in your life. So she just falls in love with the result. I mean, when it's something that, you know, I want to do in life, I start thinking about, do you love it, Anna? If you don't love it, we might have some issues. And you know what? You might say, well, you can't love everything. You're absolutely right. But you know what? Love is a decision.
Yes.
So whatever it is, how simple the task is, fall in love with the result, because love, the power, the force of love, will push you towards that thing that you desire. She expects others, and we're talking about the doer. You're listening to Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth, my sidekick, on Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about your execution type today. Innovation and execution, the two things you need to become a doer in your life. You need those things to be strong characteristics about you. She respects others and instinctively knows when to insist and when to back off. She aligns her actions with her values and meets life with a sense of urgency, eager to live and act in the now. She knows when to say yes and when to say no. That is one of the most powerful, powerful things that you can have in your life as it relates to execution.
Really?
Most of us are not as good as we can be because we're poor executioners. Pastor Kisha said, you know, all she's trying to do is execute on listening to this program today. And then all these things start to come. But the power comes in her ability to say yes and no at the appropriate time. She's got to say yes to the voice that comes in or no to that voice because there's something else that's important to her. So one of the most powerful things you can have as a doer is being able to know when to say yes and when to say no at the appropriate time. Because many of us don't say no at the appropriate time.
No.
We have a something that we want to do, that we have to do, and we allow interruptions throughout the day. We allow children, family, pets, whatever it is, to distract us.
Yes.
And see, the woman who is a doer, she is developing this ability to say yes and to say no at the appropriate time. Oh, this is just so good. Who wrote this stuff? My God. Wow. This is some good stuff, people.
Yes, it is.
You know, I need to know the author. That's all it is to it. Ooh, what a similarity that is.
I know.
So I want to encourage you to get Woman Act now. This is just some good stuff. Oh, my God, it is just so good. I am losing my mind here right now, y'all, because it's just, I am so passionate. It's just, it's for real. Oh, my God, it's good. When we think about the doer, she is a servant leader. She honors and appreciates the gifts of others, and she knows without a doubt that with God, all things are possible. I know some people might ask, girl, were you talking about yourself when you wrote this? Because let me tell you, I sure hope so. I was creating, and I am, for the doer, that this is the woman that I certainly want to become. I want to become that woman who's teachable, who's always looking for innovative ways to learn, to share, to love, to give. Oh, yes, I was thinking about myself. Not that I have arrived, but where it I had an opportunity to create, and I am this doer. So my, Lord have mercy. We don't have about 6 or 7 minutes. Oh, Lord, we don't have but 2 minutes remaining. So I want to encourage you. You might get cut off, but I'm going to finish the characteristics of a doer. You can always go back to the archives of Woman Act Now and listen to this program in its entirety. So for those who are listening, we're going to go off stream in about 2 minutes, but the rest of this is going to be there. We're going to spend an extra 5 minutes to talk about the characteristics of a doer. I want to encourage you, if you're enjoying this show, tell us about it. Mark us as a favorite. Visit us at womanactnow.com. Join in on some of those 15-minute to destiny calls, the Woman Act Now prayer. It was awesome this morning. I want to remind you, total restoration. We have our meeting here in Dallas. You can watch it live from the comfort of your home on September the 25th through our live broadcasting. So you don't, if you're not a member, if you're a member and you're not here in Dallas, you don't have to miss it. You just need to mark your calendar, and you'll be a part of it. You can communicate with us through our chat. Somebody will be on the chat. I'll be communicating. Tell us where you are, who you are. I'm going to talk to you through that camera. I'm going to acknowledge your presence. You want to share it. That's how we're going to get it done. We are looking for chapter leaders in different cities. And one of the things, we could have probably 25 or 50 chapters at this time, but what's important to us is that you get the spirit of Woman Act Now and participating, listening to the radio, being on those 15-minute to destiny calls, being in conversations with Coach will equip you to become a better leader, to become a Woman Act Now leader, a woman who encourages and empowers and connects and gives more than required. But guess what? The biggest requirement, the greatest requirement of a Woman Act Now chapter leader is that she will let her idea live.
Yes.
You want to see that idea come to fruition in your life so that you can then begin to be a testimonial and an encourager to other women. Women, we will not allow you to get behind the veil of pushing others when your dream is dead inside of you. So that's why you don't see chapters all over this country. We have members in over 32 states, 4 international countries. But guess what? We're in the race for the long term. So we're not trying to just blow up all over overnight, because we're developing women who will transform their lives, and this will become a part of the very nature of their character, to be a woman of execution, to be a doer. So I want to encourage you to stay with us, but I'm going to say, Adios to those who are listening us, and I'm going to go back and finish this. You can always download these, listen to them on your iPods, your iPhones, on your MP3s. You can download it at a later point. It usually comes up within about an hour and download it. Re-listen to it over and over because guess what? We're going to get you to that place where you'll execute. So God bless you. Now, going back to and finishing this with the characteristics of a doer. And for those who are watching us on streaming, you can stay with us. But if you want to download the MP3 of this, you need to go to our Blog Talk Radio site and download the archive. But the characteristics of a doer, this is where we want you to get. When we think about your execution type, which of the types above is most similar to you? That's what I want you to answer. As you read the descriptions or as you've heard me today, you're probably related to one primary type, but you may also have related to the traits of other types. The reason for this is that we will all exhibit a little bit of each of the execution types in various seasons of our lives. So guess what? It's a lot of energy to be a doer all the time. So sometimes, depending on what life deals you, you may find yourself in the comfort zone of being a zombie. And guess what? That's okay, but we want you to begin to become conscious. You cannot live in that place and be the best you that you can be. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the execution type you related to the most, to increase your effectiveness in life, you must become more and more like the doer. Since the doer has the ability to execute or convert actions to ideas, it is important that you understand some specific attitudes that make doers successful. Implement some of the following suggestions that I'm going to share with you about the characteristics of a doer. I absolutely love these. Many of us know what we should do, but we don't do it. Mm-hmm. A doer bridges the gap by knowing what to do and actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Man, that's going to separate you from the masses. You remember I said Dr. Edward DeBono says, in order for us, when you come up with an idea, that's great. When you acquire knowledge, that's great. But you need operacy in your life. That operates your ability to operate, to act on the idea or the knowledge that you have acquired. You need to acquire the skills to actually act upon that knowledge or that idea. So a doer is one who bridges that gap. She bridges the gap by knowing what to do and actually doing it. A doer has a propensity for action rather than passivity. Listen, you remember when I talked about your ability to let your ideas live? A doer knows that she's going to take the risk. She's going to speak forward. She is going to bring her ideas to the table rather than just being passive and say, no, you can go, Shauna. Mm-hmm. What do you think? No, I'm really thinking through what I'm thinking. That's what passivity looks mm-hmm. like. A doer knows that the cure for procrastination is to do it now. That is the only cure. It's so funny to me when a woman speaks, you know, I've been procrastinating. Mm-hmm. The only way you can stop procrastination in your life in the now is to do it when? Now. Poor execution is the death of anyone who delegates authority to someone else who fails. A doer never delegates responsibility to someone to do something that she herself should do. Doers will take the responsibility and do what they know they should do. Life is full of opportunities that require problem solvers to take advantage of them. A doer solves big problems. We don't run from problems. We search for them. We look for them. We seek them out because that is in our DNA, to be productive and bring a solution to this situation. A doer finds better, faster, and smarter ways of doing things. A doer has a healthy disregard for the impossible. She is optimistic about possibility. I love that. Have a healthy disregard for the impossibility. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that, you know what, when it seems impossible, you should have a healthy disregard for it and seek out, search out the possibilities in life. Mm-hmm. Don't allow impossibility to be your immediate barrier, but instead pursue. And that's what I mean about healthy. Most people, when they say, oh, no, I can't do that, that's it. They move on.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us fail because we quit too soon. And a doer says, I'm not quitting. I'm determined. I'm passionate about this. I'm going to be diligent about it because I've got a healthy disregard for the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
In a doer's life, execution is a way of thinking. Remember I said that we have to have an execution mindset. I am a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is a lifestyle choice for a doer. She routinely delays self-gratification, delaying the less important pleasures so that the greater things may be achieved. Discipline isn't something we hate. It's something we enjoy. It's something we embrace. Because we know in order to do what's important, we've got to let the lesser things die so that the greater ones may be achieved. A doer develops habits of execution. She silences the voices of doubt and discouragement through consistent and persistent action. What's so awesome about that? When she silences the voice of doubt, immediately when she acts upon that thing that she knows is saying no, immediately she begins to experience the result of persistence and determination.
Mm-hmm.
We had a situation on our conversations with Coach, with one of our members. She was sitting there, and the voices of doubt were speaking to her about bringing her idea to the table. And what she realized, she said, you know, it's an, oh, no, don't say that. Don't even bring your idea. Don't even, you know, I don't know if I want everybody to know my business. Or, you know, really that voice of doubt was saying, don't be transparent, because if you're transparent, what are people going to think about you? But see, on the side of being a doer, being in an environment with other doers and executors, our voice says, girl, tell us. So we can deal with this right now,
mm-hmm.
so that we will be persistent, that we will pursue it, that we will help you get through this. And guess what? She brought it to the table. And my God, what an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of doubt was silenced by her persistent and consistent action. And she said to herself, I'm going to do it anyway. That's what a doer does. That is the characteristic of a doer that says, you know what? And I believe when you hear that voice of doubt, that's when you should just go for it, ladies. It is the voice that says, you know what, just do this.
Mm-hmm.
It is the voice that you can turn around and say, you came to discourage me,
mm-hmm.
but you're really just telling me this is the sign I needed to say, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to go for it. A doer has an insatiable drive to pursue quality and excellence. An insatiable, that insatiable, it means it's almost an obsession with excellence. And to be obsessed with something, that means you give your heart, your mind totally to that thing until you see it through. So you have this insatiable desire, this drive to pursue quality about everything you do, quality in your life, quality in your relationships,
mm-hmm.
quality with your friends, and you bring excellence. You bring the organism, the living organism of excellence into that environment. This is what doers do. You raise the standard. A doer values training and learning and passing knowledge on to the next generation. So, ladies, we want you to be encouraged to be a doer. You're going to hear in just a few seconds, and we're going to close this, but you're going to hear about some doers you may have heard about, some doers that you might be familiar with their brand. Let's talk about this. A doer has the same attitude as Robert Winship Woodruff, who said, there is no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you really understand what that statement is saying. Do it anyway. Doers just get it done. They don't care about who gets the credit, so that you'll know who is Robert Winship Woodruff. He was one of the founders of Coca-Cola. Now, you see where Coca-Cola is today. It's still a lasting brand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you'll just keep doing it, if you'll keep pursuing, if you don't have a limit, there is no limit to what a man or a woman can do, no limit to where you can go if you just do it and don't mind who gets the credit.
Mm-hmm.
A doer repositions herself when doing so is necessary. For example, in 1994, the Oprah Winfrey Show repackaged itself from sleaze programming to Change Your Life TV. To date, the show has continued to be in a category of its own. If you watched Oprah's kickoff, her 2009 fall season kickoff, you can see that this woman is amazing. Her team is amazing. Mm-hmm. She is so committed to Change Your Life television that she is changing lives around the world. Mm-hmm. Many of us had an opportunity to hear Whitney Houston's interview with Oprah. I want to focus on Oprah's response to Whitney, and I believe that she celebrated her success to be able to do it again, and that's what doers do. And she is so committed to her purpose and her passion of changing your life, TV, television, raising the awareness. And some of you may or may not like her. You know, you may not like her belief systems. You may not like some of the things that she stands for. But what I see and what I saw in Oprah was an overwhelming pleasure to see Whitney Houston do it again. And doers celebrate others. They celebrate and they want to give, and that's what she is. So beyond all of the other stuff, looking at her in this moment, from 1994 to 2009, she's still achieving what she set out to do, from Sleaze TV to Change Your Life television. Mm-hmm. She's doing it daily. We have, what about a doer develops values to guide behavior? Like Jack Welch, former CEO of General Electric, she is willing to destroy existing systems, create new ones to replace them, insist on qualities and values that can be implemented in her life. That's what doers do. You look at what's going on in your life and say, hey, this isn't working. We're about to do something else. That's what looking at existing systems really means. I mean, like, this is not working, so let's change this now.
That's right.
A doer embraces innovation. Like Sam Walton, founder of retail giants Walmart and Sam's Club, a doer understands the value of innovation and doesn't underestimate how her thinking can contribute to the world of opportunity. A doer follows her instincts, and this is our final one that I want to leave you with. A doer follows her instincts. She trusts in her personal GPS. That's her God positioning system. Using it to be in the right place and to take action at the right time in order to fulfill her purpose. So, ladies, we're going to finish with that note today to encourage you to follow your GPS, be a doer. Don't be like me sitting in my car listening to my global positioning system and saying, now, she don't know where she's going. I'm not going to do that and find myself making what? A U-turn, because you will get back to where you're supposed to be to get on the path that you're supposed to be on. So if you'll pay attention to the God positioning system in your heart, he will always keep you on the right path to executing your ideas and converting them from your thoughts to material reality. So, woman, be an executor today, and thanks for listening, and thanks for watching. God bless. Bye-bye.